Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson. And hey, what a great way to start out the week with some actual good news. Winona Earp is coming back, at least for one movie sometime this year. Now, way back in 2016, Jesus, was that long ago? Sci-fi was heavy into the vampire thing for, you know, obvious reasons.
Twilight.
And in the midst of it, they premiered this exceedingly eccentric show called Winona Earp, based very loosely on an indie comic. The descendants of the real-life gunslinger Wyatt Earp, armed with his not only legendary but now enchanted six-shooter, roam the current world in a slightly Western version of it, shooting down supernatural creatures. Demons, basically, but very human and very clever demons in a world that looked a lot like ours, or at least a small rural version of ours. Now the current descendant, an unwilling warrior for good, at least at the beginning, was the undeniable badass Winona Earp, the great-great-great, maybe, granddaughter of Wyatt, who returns to his ancestral home of Purgatory, reunites with her recently estranged sister, the damn-near angelic Waverly. No, seriously, as it turns out, she's literally half-angel, and her best friend Nicole, who is also the town sheriff. And best of all, a now-immortal, vampiric version of Doc Holliday himself. And damn, people, from the very beginning, you could see the sparks flying between Winona and Doc. It was almost as much fun as the shape-shifting and sharpshooting. Winona Earp went on for 4 seasons, with some long gaps between them, finally ended all too quietly in 2021, with the usual brave declaration that we're not done yet, we have a huge fan base, we'll be back, and son of a gun, here they are. Just last week, the producers announced that they're making a movie that picks up a few years after the end of the series, a film called Winona Earp Vengeance, that'll show up later this year on, of all places, Tubi. Yes, Tubi. Now, there's no question that Emily Andrus, who created and executive produced this series from beginning to end, deserves a lot of credit for the whole wacky and unpredictable ups and downs of this show, with way more ups than downs. But the real magic came from the amazing Melanie Scrofano as Winona and Tim Rosen as Doc. And yes, Dom Provost-Chockley as the sister Waverly and Nicole Hout as their best friend, the sheriff, they were equally damn near perfect. It is a true ensemble of a show, and it never fails. Most of them have had pretty interesting careers since the end of the show. Though it is nearly impossible to understand, Melanie Scrofano was appearing regularly or irregularly in another eccentric Canadian hit at the same time she was doing Winona Earp. She was in Letterkenny as Mrs. McMurray, the constantly falling down drunk wife of the tough as nails idiot neighbor McMurray. Now that I think about it, I never did find out what her first name was. Anyway, she was showing up there all the way through until Letterkenny finally closed up shop this year. She was also one of the horrible, murderous family members in the truly wonderful Ready or Not. We've got to talk about that one of these days. Watch it if you haven't already. It's great. And she's a continuing character in the equally wonderful Star Trek Strange New Worlds as a starship captain and occasional love interest for Captain Pike. And now she's circling back to Purgatory. And then there's Tim Rosen, who did a few things after Earping, then landed on another supernatural Canadian series called Surreal Estate, looking very different and still pretty hot. And that show was okay. It's gone 2 seasons. Possibly there's going to be a third. But Rosen seems better suited for Western garb than the business suit. And check this out. There's a brand new movie just released called Calamity Jane, with Emily Bett-Ricards, that's Felicity Smoke from Arrow for all those years, playing, you know, Calamity Jane, who breaks out of jail right after her lover, Wild Bill Hickok, played by Stephen Arnell, the Arrow himself. Calamity Jane goes gunning for Sheriff Mason, the man who killed Wild Bill, played by Tim Rosen from Winona Earp. Well, it's just released. It's available on Amazon and elsewhere, and I gotta watch that one. Anyway, Scarafino and Rosen, and Provost-Chockley, who's kind of laid low since Winona, and Nicole Hout, who's done an impressive string of Christmas movies since Winona, are all coming back for Vengeance. And Andrus told Vanity Fair that all your favorite characters are doing all your favorite things, and they're all going to be back in the saddle again. Here's the quote. Doc and Winona have been on an adventure, and Waverly and Nicole have been at home in the Earp hometown of Purgatory doing their thing. I think it's going to be really interesting to see, hopefully, what gets everybody home, maybe facing a challenge they've never faced before, something pretty intense, end quote. And best of all, we're not going to have to wait forever to see this. Looks like it'll be out later this year, late summer maybe, early fall, and trust me, I'll be keeping an eye out for this one, so I'll let you know, even if it is going to be huddling in the dark shadows of Tubi, for God's sakes. And meanwhile, no kidding, I'm going to go download Calamity Jane tonight and see just how good or bad or indifferent it is. And if it's got anything at all to offer, well, join us tomorrow and see if it's worth talking about. Right here on The Daily Review. More Winona, that's cool. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week. So come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.